last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true guide.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to another session of The Last Savior. In this program, we discuss about Imam Zaman alayhi salam, and we try to get the most updated information about Imam of our time from our experts. And today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Dr. Karibi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you for having me.
We have been discussing about the signs of reappearance, and one of the signs that is the heavenly call. So we talked a lot about this heavenly call, but now you said that there's going to be a confusion because there's also going to be a shaitanic call along with the heavenly call. So we in order to draw a clear line between the two, between the heavenly call and shaitanic call, we want to know more about the shaitanic call so that we do not get misguided with this call. So what is the content of the shaitanic call?
Of course, as we explain later, for people who are looking for the truth, there won't be any confusion because there are ways to distinguish between the two calls. We will explain later. But as for the content of this satanic call, interestingly, this call and the heavenly call are rooted in some historical events in early Islam.
Right.
We know that we talked about the fact that one of the contents of the heavenly call is that Imam Ali alayhi salam is with truth, and his Shia, his followers, are with the truth. And we know that when Imam Ali alayhi salam was asked by the people after the murder of Uthman to be the fourth caliph, of course, from our viewpoint, based on the verses of the Quran and the narrations, he was the first successor and caliph after the Holy Prophet. But for 25 years, he was denied of his right to caliphate. Now, after Imam Ali alayhi salam, I mean, at least practically became the caliph of Muslims, we know that some Muslims, with the excuse of looking for the blood of Uthman, they began some uprising and riots against Imam Ali alayhi salam.
All right.
And ironically, they were the people who were in charge with, killing the third caliph.
Right.
So in some cases, they carried the shirt, the bloody shirt of Uthman.
Yeah.
And to claim that he was killed by Imam Ali alayhi salam. And that is why they initiated the Battle of Jamal against Imam Ali alayhi salam, or Camel. Now, when it comes to this satanic call, interestingly, according to the narrations, one part of the content of this satanic call is regarding the third caliph again.
Okay.
Because the other narrations tell us that Sufyani, who is now, at the time of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, the main enemy of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, he is coming from the same generation.
All right.
That of Uthman. That is why, according to the narrations, one part of the content of this satanic call is that Uthman was killed as an oppressed one, mazloom.
Okay.
The same slogan of the people at the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
All right.
For example, one narration reads, "Yunadi ala inna fulanan qutila mazlooman." The Satan, Iblis, will call out that fulan, meaning Uthman, he was killed in the state of being oppressed.
Being oppressed.
Also, we have, this is in Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, page 262, hadith number 13.
Right. In case we have some more narrations in that regard, we'll talk about that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. thousand-year-old
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. We have a Dr. Karimi. And Dr. Karimi is talking about the content of the satanic call.
So as I mentioned, according to the narrations, one part of the content of this satanic call is to claim that Osman, the third caliph, was killed while he was oppressed. The other narration reads, ثُمَّ يُنَادِي, then he will call out the Iblis, أَلَا إِنَّ عُثْمَان قُتِلَ مَزْلُومًا. Uthman was killed when he was oppressed. فَتْلُبُ بِدَمِهِ, so stand up for his blood.
Okay.
Asking people to
take a kind of revenge.
Exactly, and help Sufyani, as if he is the
on
one
the
who is going to revenge for Uthman. Okay. And Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is representing Imam Ali alayhi salam, and the history is just repeating itself. Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, page 269, hadith number 20. And also in the same book, page 267, hadith number 19, Yunadi ala inna al-haqqa fi Uthman ibn Affan. Satan will call out that the truth is with Uthman ibn Affan, in contrast with the heavenly call that tells the people that the truth is with Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now the satanic call says that it is with Osman.
Right.
Not only himself, but Shi'atih and his followers. فَإِنَّهُ قُتِلَ مَزْلُومًا, he was killed while he was oppressed. فَتْلُبُ بِدَمِهِ, so revenge for his blood. So this is one part of the content. And the second part, according to other narrations, is what I just mentioned. They claim that the truth is with the third caliph and his followers.
Right.
As I mentioned, the heavenly call mentions that Imam Ali alayhi salam and his Shia are with the truth. Now, this satanic call claims otherwise. For example, Al-Ghiba by Sheikh Tusi, page 431. Ala inna al-haqqa ma'a Uthman wa Shi'atih. The truth, the haqq, is with Uthman and his Shia. إِنَّ فُرَانًا وَشِيَعَتَهُ عَلَى الْحَقِّ, that is, Uthman and his followers are with truth. Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, page 272, hadith number 27.
All right.
Also, إِنَّ فُرَانًا وَشِيَعَتَهُ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. فُرَانًا, meaning Uthman and his followers, are the ones who will reach salvation in the hereafter. We have the same narrations about Imam Ali alayhi salam and his Shia, and now we have this claim by the Satan about Uthman and his followers. Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, page 272, hadith number 28, and some similar narrations, all of them refer to this claim that, first of all, Uthman was killed, as if he was killed by Imam Ali alayhi salam, na'udhu billah. Imam Ali alayhi salam, na'udhu billah, oppressed him, he is oppressed, and people should go and stand up to revenge for the blood of Uthman. That is to go and help Sufyani against Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and may Allah hasten his reappearance
inshallah. So we'll discuss more about the topic. Let's take a short break. We'll be back in a while. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. We are with Dr. Karimi. We have been talking about the content of Shaitanic Call, in which Dr. Karimi said that the content will be kind of repeating the history when the content of Shaitanic Call will be about the third caliph, Osman, who will be saying that he was killed in the state of oppression. And Imam Ali alayhi salam oppressed him. So that will be Shaitan misleading people this way and calling people to stand with Sofiani, as if Sofiani is someone taking the revenge for the third caliph. And that's how he's going to misguide the people. And now we want to talk more about this. Now, Dr. Karimi, we have had this great confusion in the content now the Shaitan is creating, because it's already it's a very tricky content, I must say. Now, and definitely it must have consequences. So I would want you to talk about the consequences of this Shaitanic call.
We know that Iblis, as we call it, he is the sworn enemy of human being. He has sworn that he's going to mislead people, which according to some narrations is the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, or till the day of judgment. Anyway, so this is his job. This is the job of Iblis, to misguide the people. Now, as we mentioned before, one of the effects, positive effects of the heavenly call is that all the people, this is mentioned clearly in the narrations, that all the people hearing the heavenly call will believe in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
All right.
So this is the time for Iblis, for the great Satan, to come into the scene to again mislead the people.
Right.
So the main goal of this satanic call is just to prevent the positive effects of the heavenly call. And it would have some consequences for some people.
Right.
We have it in the narrations that what is the goal of the Satan? لِيُشَكِكَ النَّاسِ وَيَفْتَنَهُمْ, to cause doubts in the hearts of the people and to test them. Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, page 262, hadith number 13. In one narration, Zurara asks Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that, is heavenly call for all people or for a group of people?
Right.
Imam says that it is for all people, and as we mentioned before, every nation will hear the heavenly call in his or her language.
Okay.
In a miraculous way. Then Zurara was surprised that if this is the case, it means that all people would believe in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. No one would oppose Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, because this is a miracle.
Right.
In his response, Imam said, no, Iblis would not abandon them. Iblis will have a call and will cause doubts in the hearts of some people. So according to the narrations, some people, we may call them Ahlul Batil, the people of the falsehood.
Right.
They would be affected by this satanic call. Although, if people are looking for the truth, everything is clear, as we will explain later, that
right,
people can distinguish that this is the heavenly call, this is the satanic call. But still today, at every time and era, we have people who know the truth, but they do not follow the truth. So according to the narrations, some people are going to be misguided by this satanic call. For example, we have four narrations which read, فَعِنْدَ ذَلِكَ يَرْتَابُ الْمُبْطِلُونَ. After the satanic call, the people who are people of batil, falsehood, they will have some doubts
right
about the truth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. This is mentioned in Al-Irshad by Sheikh Mufid, page 358. In a narration, Abu Basir quotes Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam as saying, فَكَمْ فِي ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ مِنْ شَاكٍ مُتَحَيِّرٍ قَدْ هَوَى فِي النَّارِ. On that very day, we have some people who are going to be misled by the Satan. They will have some doubts, and their abode would be the hellfire. Also, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted as saying, وَيَرْتَابُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٍ. On that very day, some people will become doubtful about
right
the truth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Who? الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٍ. Those who already have a kind of illness in their hearts. وَالْمَرَضُ وَاللَّهِ عَدَاوَتُنَا. And this illness is the enmity toward us, the Ahlul Bayt. So one of the negative consequences of this satanic call is that it will cause some doubts in the hearts of the people of falsehood.
Right. So, inshallah, we'll discuss more about this. Now, there's a need to distinguish between the two, to reach a righteous one, and maybe there are some ways. And inshallah, we'll be talking about them in future with you. Thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much for listening, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.